Should the Jewish people have a king? Is that something that we want? Is that something that we should have? Or is that something that maybe we have? It's an interesting question that our parsha addresses to a certain extent. It says that when you get to the land of Israel, Som tasim alecha melech, you need to appoint a king. And it seems as though the mitzvah to appoint the king is actually a chiyuv. You have to appoint a king upon the Jewish people. And yet, when we get to Sefer Shmuel, and the Jewish people finally ask for a king, it actually sounds like they're saying the same thing. It almost feels as though they're reading from the parsha in our Torah, where it says, we want a king, let us have one. And yet Shmuel goes nuts on them. Shmuel is so angry at the notion that they reject his leadership and they want instead to have a king. And so the question is, was it that Shmuel overreacted, or is Shmuel in fact reacting correctly, but his correct reaction therefore is a question on the Jewish people itself? Are they quoting from the Torah? Is that the way to do it? So I think that we have to understand where the Jewish people are coming from and where this mitzvah is coming from. Is it a reactionary mitzvah? I want a king. When I want it, I ask for it, and then we address it. Or is it that no, the king is something that we need to have? So I think it's a careful reading will show us that yes, there is not necessarily something wrong with having a king. But the question is, when you ask for a king, what are you asking for? Are you asking for a king because you believe that this person will be the face of the Jewish people? He will be an inspiring force that will be a visionary to take the Torah values that we believe in and bring them and bring the people to a greater height, which I think you see. You see, look what David HaMelech does. He has a sense of values, David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, and it really does. Or is it that you want a king because you want to be like all the non-Jewish nations? Shmuel listens very carefully, and it's not that he's taking it personally. It's not that he feels that he was being rejected. But Shmuel says, why do you want a king? To be like all the nations around you? That is never, ever the goal. Our goal is not to emulate the people of the world, but rather our goal is to be someone greater, to be a light unto the nations. And the only way we could do that is if we view ourselves as not like everyone else. I hold myself up to a much higher standard, and I don't accept anything short of that. Perhaps that's where the Jewish people go wrong. They're, yes, asking for a king, and their language is very similar to what the Torah says, but they're not coming out of chiyuv saying, I need a king. But rather what they're saying is, we just want to be like everyone else. We don't want to be the least common denominator and just like everybody else. You need to aspire to be more. You need to aspire for greatness. Have a great day.